Hey, hello everybody. I'm Karen Hartglass. You're listening to It's All About Food. And this is the second part of our show on June 4th, 2013. Thank you very much for joining me on this very beautiful, beautiful day. Okay, we're going to lighten it up a little bit. No more food politics, or who knows, maybe we'll get a little political. Let's see. But I want to bring on my next guest, Erica and Sarah Kuberski of Mooshoes. Mooshoes is a vegan-owned business that sells an assortment of cruelty-free footwear, bags, t-shirts, wallets, books, and other accessories. It offers its services through an online store as well as in its lovely, very lovely retail store in New York City, the first cruelty-free store of its kind in New York City, and it was founded by Erica and Sarah Kuberski, sisters and Queens natives. And we're going to talk a little bit about Mooshoes and a lot more. Thank you for joining me on It's All About Food today.
Hi, Karen. Thanks for having us.
Okay, so I got both of you at the same time?
Actually, you just have me, Erica.
Okay, fine. I was wanting to make sure it was you because I thought it sounded like you, but I'm sure you both sound alike.
We do sound really.
Okay,
great.
We sound alike. I remember meeting you and your sister way back when, probably around 2000.
Yeah, I definitely remember. I was just reminiscing with Sarah how you were one of the first, when we were first trying to launch Mooshoes.
Right.
And I had just moved back to New York.
And I was working on launching Earth Save New York City.
Yes, yeah, of course. And we went to, and you were having a lot of dinners. And at many of those dinners, it's actually where we've met our longtime customers and friends. So it's funny to be in touch so many years later.
Well, I was so impressed with you back then, and I still am. You were both just young and ambitious and focused on having a vegan shoe store.
Young, ambitious, naive. So,
so my first question is, because I don't remember, maybe you told me back then, but how did you both get passionate about having a vegan shoe store?
We were just longtime ethical, first vegetarian and then vegan for a long time. Been vegetarian since I was 8 years old, and then soon after that, I didn't know everything, and then someone told me, I believe my brother, that, oh, you can't be vegetarian, your shoes are made out of animals. And so from then on, I stopped wearing leather. And it just made my parents really crazy just trying to find non-leather shoes. And then Sarah and I would just always talk about how we just wish there was a place that we could go to and we didn't have to pick that, like, one incidentally leather-free shoe in the store, and just, like, a place where we could go and shop without asking a million questions.
And who came up with the name Mooshoes?
Sarah came up with the name Mooshoes. It just came to us, came to her one day, and before we... Like years
before you
we
were
even
eating
opened.
Chinese food?
people always think that, and I don't even know if that was the case. But years before we even opened the business, we were always saying, we're going to open Mooshoes, and it was just the name of our dream that was yet to happen. So.
Okay. It's not easy starting any business, and this one especially was very unique and very specialized, and probably when you started the community was not as big as it is today.
It has just grown so much. The community wasn't as big, but definitely as supportive as always. I think even though the community was smaller, I think they just came out in bigger numbers as they possibly could, just to show their support. But we have just seen it grown so much, in terms of our customers, in terms of what is available, in terms of just people's openness to it. When we first opened our store, it was people who didn't know what vegan shoes were, didn't really want to know, and thought it was just a silly idea. But now, years later, even people who aren't 100% committed to buying vegan shoes are interested in what we sell and interested in trying the product out.
So I have to make a disclaimer, and my disclaimer here is I am not benefiting at all from having you on the show. I don't normally talk about owners of stores or people with products to promote them. But I wanted to talk to you. I want people to know about your store. I think it's more than just a store. It's a community. It supports so many different things. And I love what you're doing. And I think it's important and people need to know about it and be inspired by it and want and maybe think that they can do something similar, because we need more cruelty-free everything.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that is just the name of the game, you know, just exposing more and more people to it. You know, I think just how many people that we even just exposed to the vegan movement just by having our store in such a well-visited area. I think, you know, definitely people, you know, people leave with lots of information and who knows what they decide from then on.
Do people ever walk into your store and say, do you have anything in leather?
Yes, all the time. or they'll say, oh, is this leather? You know, and they've just somehow, I don't know how they've walked past our no fur sign, our vegetarian shoe sign, but somehow they've missed all that.
Yeah, I'm sure they say, is this leather?
Yes, they want the finest leather. And sometimes, you know, depending on what mood, maybe I'll just tell them, yep, that's what you got here.
Right. Now, where do you get your shoes from?
We get our shoes from so many different sources. That's another thing that we've seen grown over the years, you know, with how many companies are available to us now. Then, you know, when we first opened our store, there were maybe 3 or 4 companies that were strictly vegan shoe companies. And now I think there are probably close to like 15 just strictly vegan companies, and then so many mainstream companies who are just catering to vegans now. You know, of course, we love to support the 100% vegan businesses the most.
So you get them from both?
Yes.
And do you know, okay, here's where I'm coming from. You know, we hear so many things in the news about things being manufactured overseas, that horrible thing that happened in, where was it, Indonesia? With people being treated so poorly, and it's affected me where I don't really buy much of anything anymore because I don't know if anyone has suffered to make a shirt or anything.
Right.
And do you know who's making your product?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely a concern of ours. It's definitely questions that we always ask about labor practices. You know, our favorite shoes to sell are European-made shoes. We actually manufacture one line of shoes ourselves, so we get to visit the factories. And
where's that?
In Portugal.
Wow.
So I could tell you firsthand that those are great factories, and you could feel comfortable about those shoes.
Is it the same name, or does it have a different name?
No, we have it's a brand of shoes called Novacas, which means no cow in Spanish and Portuguese.
Excellent. Do you speak Portuguese?
I do not. I speak some Spanish, so I feel like I can get by.
How did you decide on that location?
You know, it's a country where they manufacture. They used to be the number one manufacturer of shoes, but then with the onset of manufacturing in China, they lost a lot of their business. But so they still have a big shoe history. And when we were deciding on making our own line of shoes, it was really important to us to make them in Europe as opposed to making them in the East.
So don't you love that, everybody? I love that. It makes so much sense. And I bet, you know, at first they were probably thinking, what, no leather? But sure, we want the business, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, and there's definitely, and now they... you know, and now it's like at first they didn't know what we were talking about. And then now every time I come, I just feel like all I ever talk about with the people in the factories is what they've eaten that day and the new vegetarian restaurants in Portugal. That's all they want to talk about now.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Are you just going to stick with shoes and accessories?
You know, for now we are just, sticking to shoes, accessories. It's just what we know. So And it's definitely such a, you know, it's still such a growing market. And we're just, you know, we're just going to become the, we just want to be the biggest provider of vegan shoes, you know, just people want one-stop shopping for footwear.
Sure. I just want somebody to start making fashionable men's suits.
Well, I know that somebody has started doing that. I don't know if you're familiar with Joshua from the Discerning Brute blog.
Yeah.
He just started making, I think they're all Italian-made 100%
okay.
vegan suits.
Right. I remember reading that he was talking about it, but I didn't know that it happened.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it was a hard process, but I think he finally got it going.
Oh, good. That's very good news because
yes.
our very handsome, fit, healthy vegan men need to have some good duds on them, not
yeah,
just shoes.
No, I mean, it's hard. They can't just...
Although they probably all look pretty good just wearing shoes, but sometimes
yeah,
they need to put a suit on. So one of the other things that you do in your store that is really the community that I was talking about is you have a variety of different events and book signings, and that's really a very nice thing. Do you have anything coming up?
We don't have anything currently coming up. But yeah, I mean, the events, I mean, because summer tends to slow down in New York so much that
mm-hmm.
everyone who lives in New York wants to get out of New York for the summer. But we'll definitely start up events back in September. And we always send out newsletters with like event updates and things like that. But yeah, that has been such a great part of our business and a part of our business that we didn't know when we started that was going to be such a big part of it.
Well, one of the difficult things is real estate or venues in New York City. So to be able to have a space and a friendly space is really a great thing.
Yeah.
So that's really a good thing you're doing. You know that.
Yeah, you know, you just bring the party to us. So.
Oh, I like that. Bring the party to us. We'll bring the shoes. So do people ask you about non-leather shoes and their breathability? How many times have I heard, I have to wear leather because they breathe and plastic shoes don't breathe?
Yeah, I mean, I would probably say that we are asked that question an average of 10 times a day. So
that's like, where do you get your protein question?
Yes,
only
yes.
With respect to shoes instead
yes.
of food.
Yes. It's kind of like that. And, you know, of course, like everybody who comes in, it could be their first time. So you want to definitely give them that pleasant answer, even though you're like, oh, shoot, not again. But
so what is your answer?
All of our shoes are made from synthetic microfiber rather than a vinyl. And so a lot of the incidentally vegan shoes that you find out there have a vinyl base, which is non-breathable. But all of our shoes are microfibers, which are just going to breathe just like your leather shoes would.
That's good to know. I knew that with running shoes, for example, there are so many synthetic running shoes, and what's great about them is their breathability. So
yeah.
You just naturally connect the dots and say, well, of course they can make fashionable shoes if they can make running shoes, and they're promoting the synthetic running shoes for their breathability.
Yeah, no, and then they also, you know, the big running companies aren't, you know, making their shoes intentionally vegan because to cater to vegans, they're doing it because they think the functionality of the material is better. So, you know, so every time somebody questions how well vegan materials hold up, I think that's just an important thing to point to.
Now, what about starting a business? How did you do it? Do you know how you did it so that it became successful?
We started, I mean, you know, you saw us at our very
yeah.
humble beginnings. We started very small. You know, it was just the two of us. And for the first, I don't think we didn't take on an employee until maybe 2 years into the business. So definitely be prepared to put the time in, and to be prepared to do everything, you know. So you'll be selling the shoes, you'll be ordering, you'll be cleaning the bathroom, you know. And so you just have to, you know, just know that you're not too good for any of it. And I really think you just want to know your market a little bit, you know. And I mean, I think almost we were lucky to get into it so young that we felt, you know, like I was made a joke about us being naive, but I almost think that worked in our favor, and that we were under the illusion that, of course, if we want vegan shoes, everyone wants vegan shoes. So, but, you know, and I think it's just important that we did truly believe in what we were doing. And your customers can see that, you know, if they know that there's, you know, somebody who's not a vegan who wants to open a vegan shoe store just to make money. First of all, you won't. And second of all, you know, I think your customers will be able to see right through that, and you won't do as well.
So how long has Mushu's been open?
It will be 12 years in October.
Very nice. And do you have any like incredible stories that have occurred at the store, or maybe someone who walked in that you really weren't expecting and bought your shoes?
You know, it's every day somebody comes in who, I mean, I think that's what we learned, you know, early on, is that you just don't know. You can't pick the vegan out of the crowd or the non-leather wearer, you know. And so you just be open to, you know, it's just amazing how many of our customers, once you just get them talking and hearing about their story of how they came about to coming into our store, it's just so great to hear it. You know, yesterday we just had somebody from Texas, who an older gentleman who had just picked up a pamphlet just 2 years ago and somehow just started looking stuff up. And within 2 years, he's gone from being a meat eater to a non-leather wearing vegan. So it's just, you know, it's just amazing to see everybody's story and where they come from, and to know that, I think that's been the best part. I mean, really just getting to know our customers and has also been great. And
okay, me, and I know for you, probably the most important thing is to not exploit animals.
Mm-hmm.
But there are other issues involved with choosing a vegan lifestyle, certainly with food and with health and environment. But do you know the differences environmentally with producing your shoes versus leather shoes? Is there a benefit or not?
Yeah, you know, I think people tend to really think that leather is a more environmentally friendly product because, you know, in their heads and hand quotes around that, leather is natural. But really it isn't, you know, because if you look at the leather that's on people's shoes versus animal hide, nobody wants to wear the skin right off the animal. You know, they want it to be look like their shoes. So it has to be treated with so many toxic chemicals. And I mean, tanneries are probably one of the most pollutant places, and, you know, and the workers who have to work in tanneries have the highest incidence of cancers and sicknesses than any other manufacturing. So I think that's important to consider. I know with the shoes that we manufacture, we pay very close attention to the materials we're using, and we work with most of the companies we work with. All the materials are produced in Italy and are often at least 80% biodegradable.
Oh, nice. That's good to know. You know, you said the word natural, and I just like smile to myself. Leather is so far from natural.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's just amazing what we try to tell ourselves.
Yeah. Well, try and tell ourselves or be in denial, or really you're just ignorant and just never really think about it. And we should be thinking about so many things. And it's not. And I like to say this too, vegans don't just care about animals, we care about humans. And you mentioned that in some of these tanneries, well, in all of them, it's really so unhealthy for the workers because the chemicals are so toxic.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Bad, 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 bad. Okay. So what kind of shoes do you wear?
Well, I do love shoes, but I'm pretty practical and boring in terms of, I have dogs that I have to walk a lot. So I'm always in some kind of flat. That's why, I do a lot of Oxfords, a lot of, just plain slip-ons. Is probably what you're going to catch me in. Or sometimes if I get dressed up, I'll try to wear a heel and then I'll regret it 2 hours into it.
But you really have every shoe that you can want.
I mean, it's funny,
right?
At my disposal, I have every shoe I could possibly want, but I wear the same two pairs of shoes every single day.
And we can buy a hardcore hiking shoe, a running shoe, a fashionable shoe. You carry all kinds of shoes like that?
We carry it all. So there, you could come in for any one of your shoe needs. We should be able to fill it.
Great. Well, thank you. I'm glad we had this conversation.
Yeah,
I learned
you.
A few things. And I'm really excited about you making shoes in Portugal. That's really, that's the best news I heard all day. I love Europe.
And it's been a great day. So,
so thank you. And I'm going to have to spin by and do some shopping over there.
Okay, good. Then we'll see you soon.
Okay, thank you for joining me on It's All About Food.
Okay, thanks a lot, Karen. Have a good one.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye.
Wow. So that was Erica Kuberski of Moo Shoes. And have you been thinking about your shoes and what you're wearing on your feet? Because now we know that there are shoes out there that are not only cruelty-free, but they are more environmentally friendly. They breathe. And, of course, depending on the style, you can get a shoe that's pretty comfortable. I'm really excited about that. And it's not food-related. Of course, it's a shoe. But I think it's connected because a lot of people think that the leather in shoes is like a byproduct of eating meat. And I don't think it is anymore. I think it's its own business all on its own. But eating a plant-based diet and thinking about not exploiting animals, we don't want to use byproducts of animal food products. So it really is connected. So in the last few minutes, I wanted to talk about the Book Expo America. I was just there last week. It was my first time at the 2013 Book Expo America at the Javits Center in Manhattan. And wow, it was really an over-the-top event. And I came back with so many books. And I just wanted to touch on a few of them because I will likely be bringing these authors on to the program sometime soon. So there was a book signing by Pamela Popper. And she has a new book out called Food Over Medicine, The Conversation That Could Save Your Life. And she's really a very lovely and knowledgeable person and has created the Wellness Forum. I had her chef on some months ago, Del Sroof, who did the Forks Over Knives cookbook. You may have remembered that. But this is a great book to look out for. And then Dr. T. Colin Campbell, the author of The China Study. We've had him on this program numerous times. You've also seen him in the Forks Over Knives documentary. And he has a new book out called Whole, Rethinking the Science of Nutrition. And as I was talking about earlier in the program with Marion Nestle, what we really need to do ultimately in our quest for making this world a better place is to find a way to make whole foods, minimally processed foods, foods that are healthy for people on the planet, find a way to make them profitable or fit into our capitalistic society so that we can grow food that's fresh, local, healthy, and eat food and have an abundance of these foods that are fresh and healthy and organic. We've gone in a total different direction in the last 50, 75 years or so with the industrial age and manufacturing. And now foods today are expensive. Still, we have a very cheap and abundant food supply here in the United States. But when you think about the cost of foods and what you're paying for in the store, you're paying for a lot of value added in processing and manufacturing. You're not really paying for the value of the actual raw materials, the plant foods. And we really need to figure out a way to, I don't want to say go backwards, I think we need to go forwards. I think there's a balance with using some of the great technology we've come up with in agriculture and use it in a way maybe to downsize the size, the giant sizes of these agribusinesses. Maybe not those tiny small farms, but maybe there's something in the middle where we can have more of them around urban and suburban areas so that more people have access to fresh, locally grown fruits and vegetables. So I put that out there. And we'll get Dr. Campbell on soon to talk about his new book, Whole. And then his daughter has a new book out called The China Study Cookbook. And it's over 120 whole food plant-based recipes. And we never have enough vegan cookbooks out there, do we? That's Leanne Campbell, PhD. So definitely check those books out. All right, I think, gosh, is it time to go? I could talk about food all day, and I do. Thank you for joining me on It's All About Food. And remember, send me an email at info@realmeals.org. And please have a very delicious week.